Hi, everybody. I'm Deacon Dave.
I'm Layperson Lisa.
Welcome to the
Deacon
Dave
and Layperson Lisa show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is our second part of our 9-part series on the choirs of the angels. So last week we covered what, Lisa?
Angels. Guardian angels.
Guardian angels. Well, they are angels. This
Sorry,
is true.
Guardian angels. Yes, because they are in the category of angels.
And this week we are going to cover my assignment, which is?
Archangels.
Archangels. So, got a question for you, Lisa, right off the bat, a tough quiz question.
Okay.
Why do we call, for example, Saint Michael a saint? I thought that that was only reserved for people who were human, who died and went to heaven, that they were saints.
Because he's holy.
Because he's holy. Okay, and this is derived from the Latin word sancta, which means holy. So it makes sense, really, that all of the angels, not the fallen angels, but all of the angels that still follow the will of God are all holy. But why does the church then, in a special way, call St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael saints?
Because they're in the Bible.
They're in the Bible, and they are. We venerate them. And this
right.
is a very interesting point, Lisa, that I want us to talk about today, is that there are three distinct actions. And a lot of times people might think that Catholics are worshiping, you know, outside of only worshiping God.
Right.
Which isn't the case. But there's actually different types. First is called dulia, D-U-L-I-A. And this is the honor that we give to the saints because we ask them for intercession, for prayers, and we honor them as being holy men and women who live for Christ. So an example of this would be, O holy Saint Anthony, pray for me so that I may be as faithful to Christ as you were. Amen. And it's really no different when we ask people to pray for us as
right.
well, right?
Right. We're asking for intercession.
Right. Because yeah. the saints are part of the church triumphant, right?
Right?
We have the church triumphant. We have the church militant, which is us here on earth. And then we have the church suffering, which are those people that are in purgatory, but they know that they get to go to heaven, which is really good. So then we have, Lisa, hyperdulia, H-Y-P-E-R, dulia.
Yeah.
Who is that reserved for?
Mary.
Mary, you are on top of that one. And what prayer might we do, you think, Lisa, that would be a hyperdulia prayer?
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou amongst women, and
blessed
is
the
fruit
of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary,
Mother of God,
pray for us sinners,
now and
at the hour of our death.
Amen.
And then we have Latria, L-A-T-R-I-A. This is the honor and adoration. Notice the word adoration,
right,
due to God. So we venerate the saints. We ask for their intercession and we pray, but then we give adoration only to God because we recognize him as the creator of the seen and the unseen, as our Savior, and then he's basically in charge of the entire universe. So some examples of that might be glory to God in the highest. We sing that in the Gloria,
yes,
you know, every
yes.
Sunday back in ordinary time now. So those are the three, dulia for the saints, hyperdulia, and latria.
Hmm.
Okay, let's get back to these angels. So
okay.
The church recognizes St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael
mm-hmm.
as actual saints. Does the church recognize other archangels?
Yes, total of seven.
A total of seven, but they don't recognize them as saints, but they are listed in the Bible that there were seven archangels. And the names of those angels are found in some of the Jewish scriptures
mm-hmm.
and the other Christian scriptures, which are not
the Bible
in the canon of the Bible. So I've got a quiz for you, Lisa.
Okay.
She's probably going to get this right because this is our third take.
Well, we'll see.
What do all seven saints, I mean, all archangels' names have in common?
They end in E-L.
E-L.
I learned this today, before the podcast even.
And then, what does E-L mean?
Of God.
And it's in what language?
Hebrew.
So there we are. So what are the other names? So we have Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. What are the other ones?
Uriel. That's the easiest one.
Uriel, we've got that one.
Raphael?
It
was a hard one to pronounce.
It was a hard one to pronounce. Raguel.
Raguel.
R-A-G-U-E-L.
Okay. And then there's another one that's a R.
Zerith. Well, there's Zerikel.
Zerikel.
And then Rimiel. Or Rimiel.
Rimiel. Okay.
That one seems easy enough
that
to
say. Yeah, I should be doing
it. So then what... So let's go through what each one of them means.
Okay.
Okay, so what does Michael mean?
That's not strength. Oh, like...
Like of who is God
like,
or
like
of God?
Like who is God or yeah.
Right. I've got it right here. We'll get the exact... who is like God?
Okay.
Okay. Now, what about Gabriel?
Gabriel is strength of God.
Exactly. And Raphael is?
Healer of God. Healing of God.
And Uriel is? You're on
fire
a roll.
Fire of God.
She is so smart, isn't she? And then what about Raguel?
Is this the thunder of God? God, no.
Thank you for being a friend.
Friend of God.
Friend of God. Zerikiel. God's command.
That's right. Okay.
And Rimiel has a variety
thunder
of possibilities.
God, mercy of God, and I forgot the third
compassion
one.
Of God.
Compassion of God.
So this is, it's so neat to know that you've got all of these angels or archangels. They're all their names in the Hebrew El, which is of God.
Right.
And they all have their special meaning. Now,
and aren't they even associated with sacraments?
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, and this is not necessarily doctrine, but is part of the tradition of the church that we can mention. So one may look at Michael as the patron saint of the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist.
Okay.
And then Gabriel as the, what do you think Gabriel would be?
Hmm.
With Mary...
baptism?
Baptism, very good. Gabriel's baptism. Raphael, that should be an easy one as a healer.
Anointing of the... reconciliation.
Reconciliation,
yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Uriel.
So he's fire of God. Confirmation.
You are so good. Oh my goodness. Dynamite. How about Raguel?
Raguel.
Now, so he was
a friend
of God. Right.
So how about the holy orders?
Folks, she has not looked at any of this, and she's getting all of these right. That is amazing. How about Zerikiel?
So he is, oh no.
God's command.
God's command. So
there's only two left.
So okay.
Matrimony, that's it.
Okay.
Very
okay.
good. She said it halfway. She gets credit for that. And then Rimiel is?
Okay, so Rimiel.
Mercy of God, compassion of God.
Anointing of the sick.
Exactly.
Okay.
So each one of them, you know, in part of the tradition of the church is... represents one of the sacraments.
That's really nice.
I didn't know that before
I
started. You know, it helps to get prepared and look this stuff up. It's really very neat.
So, like, before we receive the Eucharist, we can, like, say a prayer to St. Michael, or before we go to reconciliation, ask St. Raphael to help us have a good confession.
I've never really thought about it that way, but you're absolutely right. So, speaking of St. Michael,
mm-hmm.
There's a prayer.
Oh, geez. Oh, no.
That we say. And so this used to be said at all the Latin masses up till Vatican II. And then this prayer was taken out. We still do it at our church mm-hmm. and at many other churches, the prayer to St. Michael. So I'm going to turn the stage over to Lisa.
Oh, you're not going
to see...
say it with me.
Okay, you want me to do it with you?
Yes.
All right. St. Michael,
the
Archangel,
defend
us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. You only got two words wrong.
Well, there's different variations.
But my variation is the
correct.
Right one.
Okay.
One other interesting thing. So, it's been heard that the... St. Michael the Archangel was sort of in charge of all the angels, right?
Yeah, right.
But if he's in charge, how can he be...
Yeah, you would think he'd be higher up in the choir.
Right, how can he be in the second choir?
Right.
So, do you know who came up with the choirs of
so,
angels?
So, I believe it was St. Thomas of Aquinas.
Yes, that is correct.
And he, like, derived that from some from St. Gregory and
Dionysus?
Yeah,
Dionysus.
I don't know who that is.
But even St. Thomas Aquinas would have told us that we may not have the choirs exactly right.
Right.
And it's possible
because
that...
Because I think between like those three guys, they were kind of... One had one view and another had another view. And
right. But yeah, the bottom line is we could have that wrong.
Right.
Or it could be that St. Michael, this is another part that I read about it, was so good at what he did and so passionate about what he did that he was elevated in status... as a result of everything that he
was
doing.
Oh, yeah, because God can do whatever he wants.
Breaking news, folks. God can do whatever he wants. Profound words spoken by layperson Lisa. Well, that's very interesting. So we've got the guardian angels. Mm-hmm. We've got the archangels. Mm-hmm. And did either one of us remember?
Principalities.
The principalities are next week. Lisa?
Yes, I've already started to prepare.
Lisa's being assigned for the principalities. Any final words for our viewers and our listeners, Lisa?
No.
No, that's it. Well, listen, we hope everybody has a blessed week. Enjoy our video cast or podcast or whatever you call these things. And we'll see you next time. I'm Deacon Dave.
I'm layperson Lisa.
Bye.
Bye.
I like that one better.
Okay.
What do you